and a happy new year. Ho, ho, ho.
Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
There are two words that are very important to us at Window Depot: home and family. We want your home to be warm, efficient, and safe so you and your family can enjoy the holidays. For myself, my wife Laura, and the rest of our local Window Depot family, happy holidays, and thank you for supporting local businesses this year.
Window Depot is not your typical window replacement company. CharlottesvilleReplacementWindows.com.
Hi, I'm Frank Amory. Happy holidays from your local Window Depot. Saving America's energy, one home at a time.
Mostly sunny skies and seasonable today with highs this afternoon in the upper 40s.
It's 23 degrees at 5:30 here at the Automated Office System Studios. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, it's local news first on Joe Thomas in the Morning.
New York City police say the hunt for a 14-year-old accused of killing Tess Majors is, quote, all hands on deck. The teen escaped from a car while on the way to be questioned by police.
Santara Martha Jefferson Hospital's Phillips Cancer Center has earned 3-year accreditations from the Commission of Cancer for its programs. The high-risk breast cancer program at Santara Martha Jefferson was one of the programs it has worked on for 3 years. The center has met all 34 of the Commission's cancer quality standards and has been evaluated every 3 years by a survey process.
Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax expected to announce a run for governor. A spokesperson for the lieutenant governor told our Richmond station WRIC he plans to run for governor of Virginia in 2021. Fairfax reportedly told a group of Petersburg senior citizens about his intent to run, but an official announcement not expected until a later date.
The city of Charlottesville officially has 3 new city councilors. Lloyd Snook, Cena Miguel, and Michael Payne took their oath of office on Thursday afternoon.
My sense was that Charlottesville voters want a council that will work together without bickering and without bitterness. And that's what I think we can bring. I think we get along well. I think we can be a good base for collegial relationships.
My big goal is to work with consensus and that we're not going to always all vote together, but I definitely want to make sure that everyone's voice is being heard and honored and that we are working together to the best of our ability.
I'm optimistic and excited. I think, you know, during the campaign, there were a lot of shared priorities on affordable housing, climate change, public transportation, and we've already been talking together and figuring out, you know, how can we divide the work and just really accomplish real policy wins on these issues.
The new council will have its first official meeting on January 6th.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 23 degrees with the Bloomberg Business Minute, Fox News, and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
It was, as the media kept reminding us, a day for the history books. But it also felt like the reality show impeachment of a reality show president, with Democrats, as everyone knew they would, prevailing on a party line vote. After so many interminable hearings, after the saturation coverage of Ukraine following the saturation coverage of Russia, the House debate, there was a bit of Groundhog Day. It felt like every conceivable argument for or against impeachment had been made again and again. The same goes for the media. Reporters and anchors and columnists and commentators repeatedly using similar language and arguments as they kept plowing the same ground. This is the first Twitter era impeachment, and we're all drowning to some extent in verbiage and polemic.